7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I apologize for my voice. It's been a long 3 weeks for those of you that are just joining us. Was down in Florida visiting my eldest son, Matthew, and developed pneumonia. Ended up with a collapsed lung and spent some time in the hospital and slowly recovering. And my son Patrick is helping me this morning. And we would like to welcome Brad Nichols from Wolfproof. Good morning, Brad.
Feeling well.
Yeah, it's been a rough 3 weeks, but things are getting better.
Hey, Brad, this is Paul's son, Patrick. I've been using Wolfproof with my father. He's been talking about it for years and years. And, you know, I know there's a little bit of time left right now in Peabody, where I am. It's 39 degrees. It's a little brisk, but I know it's going to get warmer. So I know there's some time to be using it. Just give us a little bit of information about Wolfproof in general, and then some temperatures we can go to.
Okay. I can sure do that. Matter of fact, I can probably talk all morning about it. You can spray Wolfproof anytime, as long as the spray does not freeze on the foliage while you're spraying it, and for a couple of hours afterward for drying time in daylight. Doesn't have to be sunlight, but Wolfproof needs the ultraviolet rays of daylight in order to polymerize. So you've got plenty of time. Matter of fact, you've got all winter, really, to spray Wolfproof if you get a day that's above 32-3 degrees and stays that way for 2 or 3, 4 hours. How you can tell is to take a glass of water and throw it on the branch that you want to spray. And if the water does not freeze on the branch, then you're okay to go ahead and spray Wolfproof.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about what Wolfproof does for the plant and why it is, you know, such a necessity. I mean, everybody thought about last winter and said, you know, last winter was nothing. What's going to happen this winter? But we know it's going to get worse, I think. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what this does and how this is going to help protect our shrubs and trees.
Okay, Wolfproof is a pine oil or a pine rosin from the pine tree, a natural product. And we mix it up with water, which is the carrying agent when you spray it. And when the water dries, when it reaches the plant in a couple, 3 hours, then you have a very thin, transparent film of pine rosin on the foliage. And this very thin film reduces the transpiration of moisture from the plant foliage, which, of course, keeps the plant healthy during the winter. When the roots are frozen up north, there is no moisture coming in. So the plant has to rely on whatever moisture it has in its body, so to speak, until they get water coming in the springtime. So by spraying with Wolfproof, you maintain enough moisture to keep the plant healthy during the winter. And Wolfproof has the unusual advantage of being a film-forming polymer, and I won't go into the details of what that is. It's a chemical term, I guess, and I'm not a chemist. But when Wolfproof is exposed as it's drying to the ultraviolet rays, and the outside surface coats, and that gives you your protective coating. Another coating has formed or is beginning to form underneath the original coating. And this process continues through a period of maybe 2, 3, 4 months, depending upon climatic conditions. And picture a whole bunch of bed sheets on your bed. You take the top sheet off, you still have a lot of sheets left. And that's what Wilproof does. And it's the only antitranspirant that we know of that has that ability to give you long-lasting protection.
That's definitely a great way to put it with the bed sheets, because I know that once it gets colder, you got to put a couple more bed sheets to keep you warm, and by doing that, it just makes sense. Now, one of the things that I'm on your website here, if people are looking for some more information, the one thing that everybody worries about is spraying anything on a plant. The first thing I get in a garden center, is it organic? Is it, you know, is it a chemical do I use? Now, I know you said it's the natural pine oil, but it's organic, right?
Wilproof is organic, biodegradable, non-toxic, non-hazardous. It is not damaged by freezing, and it has an indefinite shelf life. In other words, it's indestructible.
Yeah, so
it doesn't harm anything or anybody.
It seems like this product is a no-brainer, that it's not going to harm anybody. It's organic, so it's not going to harm the plants. It's not going to get on anybody and hurt them. And it's got a long shelf life.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's got a longer shelf life than that can of corn that's in your cupboard there. So, I mean, this is going to protect everything outside for you. One of the things, too, that we should touch on, I don't want to say this, but it's almost, you know, we're getting to Christmas time in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I know one of the things my father always likes to do with our wreaths and all the wreaths that we send out mail order, we always spray everything with Wilproof. Now, can you be doing that on a lot of different cuts for Christmas?
Well, yeah. It's a big use for using Wilproof on any Christmas decoration, wreaths, trees, garlands, and you name it, anything that's got a pine... a natural pine product in the decoration, the Wilproof will definitely help it keep fresh and green looking through the holiday season. One thing you have to want to watch out for there is you want to make sure that you spray the Wilproof somehow outdoors in daylight, because it needs the ultraviolet rays just for 2 or 3 hours. And once it dries outdoors, you can bring it inside your house and put it anywhere you want to, or you can hang it on the door, whatever. But it is a very important factor to use around Christmas time with live or cut decorations from the pine trees.
That is
the one thing. The other thing, Brad, that people should know is if you have forced hot air or a wood stove, that it will extend the life of all of your cut evergreens. It's a wonderful product. And, you know, today when you buy evergreen plants like boxwood, azaleas, rhododendrons, the application of Wilproof really protects that plant during the winter months. It holds the moisture inside the plant, and it prevents it from the foliage turning all brown.
That's correct. We have your wreaths every year, Paul, and we tried the boxwood last year for the first time, and that's especially susceptible to drying out, as you well know. And we had that hanging on our hearth inside over the fireplace, and we finally had to throw it out in the spring because we were tired of looking at it. It's been there too long, and it looked just as fresh as the day we hung it up. Amazing.
It's definitely a great product.
Tell us about the website, Brad.
Our website tells you just about everything you need to know about Wilproof. It's very hard to put all the information we've been talking about already this morning. It's very hard to put that on a label. We do the best we can, but you can't cover every base. And the website pretty much does it, although hardly a day goes by that I don't get a phone call from somebody somewhere in the country saying, well, what about so-and-so? And maybe they're talking about a plant I'm not familiar with, and they want to know what we can use Wilproof on. And I tell them that you can use it on just about everything, but if I write a book about what you can use it on, it'd be 400 pages thick. So I think if you have any questions, give it a try. Spray a branch or two with Wilproof, and the environment that you're going to have the tree or the plant after you've sprayed it, and see how it looks in a few days. And I think you'll be very surprised and pleased. We're primarily used on broadleaf evergreens, but we're used on everything, especially in the wintertime, when you can spray dogwoods and hydrangeas and rose bushes. When they're dormant, the spray of the Wilproof spray protects the stems, the hardy stems, and there's no leaves to worry about, no flowers to worry about, but it does do a good job on those species, just about anything that grows in the wintertime.
Brad, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, Stu.
Okay, fine.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I am here with my father doing this co-team here a little bit. Before the break, we were joined by Brad Nichols of Wiltproof. He's been telling us a little bit about Wiltproof and what we need to do. Now, Brad, I want to get into the nuts and bolts here. This is what people really want to hear. Now, if you were to go out and buy the ready-to-use quart of Wiltproof, how much area is that going to cover? Let's take an example of some azaleas. Of how many azaleas, about 2 feet by 2 feet, do you think that they could cover?
That's a very good question. We get it all the time, and there's no direct answer. It depends on the thickness of the foliage, the density of the foliage. It depends on what you're going to spray, what kind of a tree or bush it is. It depends a great deal on who's doing the spraying. Spraying to run off, spraying underneath the leaves if you can, or just giving it a shot across the top. And really the very difficult thing to pin down, because it's going to be different with everybody. I would say this, that we have experimented in the plant here, and we find that a quart trigger sprayer will be more than enough to cover a bushy 6 foot Christmas tree. But some Christmas trees are skinny and thin, and it'll do a couple of them. Some are so thick and bushy that you'll be lucky to get the one tree covered with a 32 ounce trigger sprayer. So it's really a hard question to answer. It depends on so many different things. I hesitate to mention to this to you when we're on the air, but during the time that we took a break here, there were a tremendous interference with at least two other stations or two other programs going on. I could hear your voice, some, and lots of ads. I even heard the Wiltproof ad as somebody else was talking about something else. So you might want to look into that, because you couldn't determine anything. You couldn't understand anything for about 10 or 15 minutes. I'm sorry to bring that up, but I think
that's okay. We appreciate the info. Now, let's finalize with the Wiltproof here. We'll just give us the website again, and I know on the website it's got a number there to call if you have any questions, or you can give us a call. Now you can give us the website and tell us that. I mean, you can find that at all your local garden centers, right?
Yeah, we have a store locator on our website for all the states in Canada. It's not totally complete, but we make it as complete as we get the information. We also have a few mail order houses that we list on the website, and we have a material safety data sheet, which we don't actually need, but because they're non-hazardous, but a lot of people like to have it. One thing I'd just like to quickly mention, and we've had some problems with the mixing of the wilt proof. When you get, let's say, a quart of concentrate, you've got to thoroughly mix that quart of concentrate up, like just like you do a quart of paint or a gallon of paint. You don't want to see any of those whirly white marks that you get in a can of paint. You don't want to see that in the wilt proof, which have to be more orange than white, but mix it up thoroughly. And then you mix it with the water. You always mix the wilt proof to the water. You determine how much water you're going to need and how much wilt proof. You put the water in the tank and add the wilt proof. And then you have to mix that up thoroughly, too. And a lot of people miss that. They read the directions. They tell me that, oh, well, we read the directions. And my answer is, you may have read them, but you didn't follow them. So that's very important.
Excellent. Brad, we really appreciate you coming on and giving us some more information about wilt proof.
Well, it's always nice to talk with you folks, and good luck, and I hope you feel better, Paul.
Thank you so much, Brad. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And, you know, it's like anything else. It's going to take time to heal, and I will come back. I'm not about to give up at this point, believe me. But I just did too much this year between the Chelsea Flower Show, the garden tour. We had a 40th wedding anniversary we celebrated, and I think things caught up with me. But luckily, I have Patrick, and he will continue to do the program for me today. We'll talk to you next Sunday, and hopefully by then, I'll be up and a lot stronger and sounding more.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. At least, Paul, we're all getting younger.
That's right. Thank you, Brad.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and it will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I'll be joining you for the next hour and a half. Put my father back to rest that voice, rest up. As you heard, he has been out for a couple weeks, and wanted to get him back out there. Know he let everybody know he's still around. He's I haven't taken over the show, but had to call in the closer here to help him out and end the show. The we'll go into the phone lines in a second here. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer any of your gardening questions until about 10 o'clock. So, Tom, let's go into the phone lines. Who's up first?
First up, we've got Beth from Maine with a question about how to tune into the show, actually.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? No problem.
I have been listening, I'm sure it is a problem, but I have been listening to the show forever and ever, and it used to be 104.7. I cannot find that station anymore, and I understand that it may not be on the air. I've tried to write to your website, and I haven't had a response, so I really miss hearing the show on Sunday. Anything I can pick up from the Portland area?
Yeah, we do appreciate you calling, Beth. One of the things you can do, the best way to get any of the information is go to my father's website at paulparent.com, and right on the top it'll tell you the radio station guide. What it'll also do is you can listen to him right on the internet.
But just to interrupt you, I did go to that website, and it still lists 104.7.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right at the moment. Are you on the south side or the north side of Portland?
We'd be the north side of Portland. No, I'm in the Cape Elizabeth, south side of Portland, yeah.
Okay, you might be able to pick up the Lewiston station up there. That's 12:40 a.m., but they're only on for about an hour there. It's between 8 and 9. But I know one of the best ways to, if you want to listen to it, is the website. It's going to have the clearest signal because you're not worrying about any of the interference. Like if you run something and you can hear it in the background, and that is the best way to do it. We will be updating some of the stations, but as you know now, my father's been out for a couple weeks, been down and out for a couple days, so really a lot of the emails or anything that he's been getting, we're going to be getting to those real soon.
Oh, that's a tough one.
So,
well, I will wait to hear, and I'll pay attention to what you've said to use the computer, and hope things turn around for all of you.
They definitely are. He's on the right way, right track. So, but if you, the best way really to listen live, and if you have any other, you know, if you got some time, we do archive the show as well.
Okay.
So you can listen to the old ones, and get some more information out there. You know, you can just give you some information out there and just, you know, in the middle of the week, you need your Paul Parent fix. You can, go to the website and go to the archive show.
Yeah. And I get the newsletter, which I love. So, give him my best, and we'll listen to him soon.
Excellent. We thank you for the phone call, Beth.
Okay. Bye-bye, Patrick.
Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'm mentioning with Beth to check out the website. A couple things you should do on the website if you're there looking for the radio station guide, or if you just can't get the tuner in right and you want to listen, go into the website. There's a lot of great things there. The newsletter, as Beth mentioned, it's incredible. I read it every week. You know, a lot of times, you know, as a kid, you don't want to pay attention to your parents, but I can't not pay attention to my father as being an expert in the field, so I love reading that newsletter, there's an archive on that. It's great. You can get a lot of information off that, or you can just listen to the webcast, etc. While you're there, go take a look at the trips that they're taking. I know my father is going to be taking a trip in August to Alaska. A couple weeks ago, my first week talking on the show, we talked with for Largay Travel. Great information about what they're going to be doing in Alaska. I am jealous. I do want to go. But you can take a look at their website and get some more information. It's a great way to do it. You can join my father. He enjoys doing those trips, and he does a lot of talking about the gardens, a lot of things there that are going on while they're there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we have any callers?
We sure do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about geraniums.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I had a question about zonal geraniums. I had, in August, I had took cuttings and rooted them. And specifically, I did it because I wanted to kind of experiment overwintering those plants. And what I did is I put them in pots after they were rooted, grew them until recently, and then I brought the pots inside, some of them. In other ones, I took the soil off the roots with the idea I was going to try to bare root them through the winter. So being where I am right now, how do I go forward as far as protecting those plants?
Now, the beginning of it, what type of geranium was it? Was the annual or the perennial? I didn't hear the first
one. Yeah, zonal perenniums, geraniums.
Okay, so where are you? You're in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so it's definitely going to be more of a, you can almost treat it like an annual, but you can keep it multiple years.
Right.
Because it is a, it's a zone hardy, I think, to 8, maybe 7, but that depends on the winter, really. So one of the things you've done, you said you already brought them in?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things you can do with those is they do say you can let them die off as annuals and then bring them indoors as a houseplant. You want to kind of give them, allow them to have a little bit of a dormant period. So trying them both ways of doing a bare root and just having the pot, you should have success in both of them. You just want to make sure that both of them have a dormant period. If you bring them inside and you keep them in a sunny window and you keep the temperatures up and it's in the house, it's in the 70s, then you're not allowing the plant to go dormant for the winter and have its rest. Okay. It's kind of like a bear. They need to hibernate, store up their energy for the next year and start fresh. But okay. you want to make sure that this geranium has that.
Okay. What if I, what I'm thinking of doing is not do that because I don't really have a good sunny window. Just basically try to winter them over in my cool basement.
Well, that's exactly what you want to do. You don't want to have them in the sunny window. It's you want to put them in an area that it's going to stay in the, between 50 and 60, not get hotter and not go to freezing. Like I said, if you get it too hot, then the plant's going to think it's spring already.
Okay.
Whereas if you get it too cold, it's just going to freeze and it's like it's outside and it could freeze the whole plant and take the nutrients out of it.
Okay.
Now with the ones that you have planted, you don't have to water them, not much due to them. The ones that you are bare rooting, that you're going to, drying off.
Right.
What you want to do is, the one that is you're bare rooting, did you cut it back already or did you let the leaves wilt on it? Or
I cut the leaves back, the branches by about half.
Okay. Now, one of the things you can do with that is wait until you start to see if it has any of the leaves or just let it wither a little bit. And just then you'll know that it's taking all of its energy and putting it into the root system of the plant. At that point, you can store them for the winter. And what you want to do is you could get some peat moss and just take some peat moss and just put a little bit of moisture in it. Don't put a lot. Just get it a little damp and put that on the bottom of, let's say, a pot. You don't want it soaking wet because you could rot the root system. You just want it to have a little bit of moisture in there. And now you could put the root system on top of the peat moss. And just cover it a little bit with peat moss so it just has a covering, but it's not, 6 inches. And then you can put another of the cuttings on top of that.
Right.
And then you can put a little bit more peat moss and kind of store them that way. Or what you can do is you can take them and put them in like a plastic bag that has a little bit of breathing capability and put them in just a little bit of peat moss in there. What that does is just keeps the root system together. And if they want to pull any nutrients up during the winter, they can.
Okay.
And you really don't want to water these during the winter. You want, like I said, you want them to go dormant.
So just keep them in the peat moss, but no water.
No, the water you put in it could start to rot the plants. Okay, the peat moss is just holding what's in there, and it's just keeping it at a constant temperature. Okay.
So it's okay to keep it dark?
It is. It's perfectly fine to be doing that. If it gets a little bit of light, it's not gonna kill the plant. You just don't want it to be in a full sunny window and getting all the light and everything because you want it to have that dormant period.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for the information.
And just bring that out in the spring slowly. Not too cold, but not too warm. You want to start getting it outside and gradually getting it ready to go outside. Maybe in April or so.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Alan. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be joining you until about 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. Just a little under the weather. He was started the show, but we're trying to help his voice out a little bit. Tom, I know I got a couple minutes. So I got enough time to get the next caller in?
We can try.
All right. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lillian from Maine with a question about passion plants.
Lillian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I hope your dad feels better.
Thank you.
I have a purple passion plant that I had outside, and it was doing beautifully. I brought it in, and I noticed that it had little tiny white insects. I sprayed it with Bayer Advanced, and it seems to be doing okay, but I just want to know, should I spray it again? And I have a second question.
Okay, now what...
Go ahead
with the second question, yeah.
The second question is, I have Woodproof and horticultural oil for the cherry trees and the roses outside. Which one should I put first?
Okay. What we'll do is we'll go with the second question first, because it's a little bit, I can do it real quick because we got about 30 seconds before the break.
All right.
You want to put the horticultural oil on before you'll be putting on the Woodproof. Woodproof kind of creates a layer over the top and is going to cover it. So what I would do is I'd go out there today and spray the horticultural oil all over the plant just to get them ready for the winter. And then maybe tomorrow or the next day, I'd be spraying it with the Woodproof. Brad said, there is plenty of time still to be spraying the Woodproof, where the horticultural oil, you want to get that on a little earlier just to be safe with the plant. So that would be that one. With the passion plant, I'm going to be going to a break, so hang on and just listen. I'll give you the answer on the other side of the break, give you a little bit of information on what to do with that. You're on the right track, so don't worry about that. The phone number here. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear: be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you. My father will be back next week. He was here for the first couple hours, but had a couple weeks of recovery. He wants to give him a little bit more time. We got to be here until about 10 o'clock. He will be back next week. He was here for the past couple hours, but he's getting a little bit of rest. Before the break, we were talking with Lillian about her passion plant and the Will Proof and the horticultural oil for her cherries. I'll just touch real quick on the cherries. Like I said before, spray it with the horticultural oil now. Just spray it down, make sure everything's on there. A lot of that, the insects that might be on there will probably be gone. But this is an extra precaution here to be spraying anything that's on there left. Any of the eggs that might be on there, something that isn't developed yet that could be going through the winter. Spray that and just give it a couple days and be spraying it with the Will Proof. As Brad Nichols said before, we really do have some time as long as it's got a couple hours of sunlight to dry on there and it's above 32 degrees, you should be fine. So definitely look at that. With the passion plant, you had said you sprayed it with the Bayer Advanced product a couple weeks ago. Now, one of the things you could do is you could be looking into a systemic insecticide. I know a couple products out there. The one I like to use is the systemic houseplant killer, insect killer from Bonide. It's a granular or powder you mix into the soil, especially if you're repotting a plant or in the top couple inches of the soil. You mix that in, and that what that'll do is that'll get rid of some of the soil-borne insects. We'll get rid of some of the white fly, the fungus gnats, a couple things like that. So you can definitely spray that. And if you're going to spray anything else, what I would do, the Bonide products, they do have their organic line. you could be using their organic line to be spraying those inside the house or in the garage just to be safe, because it is getting a little bit cold out there for the passion plant, because you want to make sure it dries. So if you bring it outside in temperatures like this, where I think in Peabody here, we're still about 39, 40 degrees, so it's a little cold. The temperature just jumped up to 45, so I like that. So, be nice to be doing that. It's going to be about 50 in the area today, so you might be able to do it outside. But anything that I have inside, I always like to spray with some sort of organic spray, something that's not going to affect anybody in the house, any of the pets that you have as well. So definitely look at the organic ways of spraying it if you're going to spray it in the house. So definitely a couple ways you can do it, something into the soil and something on the plant. If you did it about 2 weeks ago, you'll probably be able to do it again. Usually on those, it'd be about 14 to 21 days in between sprays. Now, if you're using an organic, a lot of times you can spray organics again every 10 to 14 days. The one thing about organics is they do work, but they don't last as long as a chemical. Chemicals are built to last up to 3 weeks, up to 4 weeks, 5 weeks, etc., depending upon the insecticide you use. But the organic, they want to dissolve quicker, hence why it's organic, so it's not affecting things longer. So you can use that, but you take a look at the label of the organic. It usually says about every 10 to 14 days you need to spray the plant again. You can be using this just to protect the plant, but if you use this house plant in systemic, it usually works for about, I think it's 4 to 6 weeks. That'll really help it out as well. So you can be hitting it with both of them, especially if you're going to keep it inside. You don't really want to worry about these little gnats or these white flies that are coming on there. You just want to enjoy the plant on the inside. So you definitely want to do those. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions. We'll be getting them in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll be here until about 10. My father will be back next week. For those of you just joining us, he did say that he was down in Florida and he had he got pneumonia while he was on vacation and had a collapsed lung. So he had to take a couple days off. As you could tell, you've been hearing me for a couple weeks now. But he will be back. He was here for a couple hours today and he's just a little bit tired, but he will be back stronger than ever. Every day has been stronger for him. So don't have to worry about him. Let me do that worrying. You guys just enjoy your gardens out there. Get some work done in the gardens because it looks like a great day to be doing it out there. Temperature's rising about 50 degrees, brisk. Get out there, rake the yard, get it ready for winter, and get a few things done out there. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.